I haven't slept since 1967, and it shows.
Commentator Andrei Cadrescu.
I see people who aren't there. Peggy Guggenheim, please put your clothes back on. I can't concentrate. I see Elvis with the hair of Jimi Hendrix. This one is real. Elvis is there. I also see people. Inside the guy reading his newspaper at the window table, I see two clowns holding a pot of noodles they are about to dump into a strainer. Par for the course in this joint. I don't like to look too closely, especially in the morning. Every person is filled to the brim with people they dragged from their dreams. It takes a lot of caffeine to make them vanish. Some people drag dream people with them for half the day before they wake enough to shake them loose. Dream people don't need to get paid. All they need is a sleeper to laze in. There are 10 times more dream people than staff in most offices. That's not my problem. My problem is neon bright marquees, electric appliances, and megalomania. My problem is highways, all-night gas stations, Molly's bar, and too many thoughts. I think that I'm the Emperor of Midnight and the Duke of Polenta. The philosopher Cioran once told me that he didn't sleep for 30 years until he had excreted the entirety of his bitumen fizzy philosophy, a dark brew that makes adolescents delirious. He said that he finally quit smoking because he smoked twice as much as people who slept. I had a sleepy childhood and a somnolent adolescence. I woke up in the 60s, along with my generation, but most of them stayed up just long enough to decide that life is but a dream. Then they went back to sleep. Meanwhile, some pretty nervous cats started prowling at night around our cribs. I saw them, and I rang some bells. Everybody just turned over in bed. I saw these predators smell the rosy morphiated flesh of my contemporaries. They couldn't wait to pounce. I knew that as soon as the sleepers stuck their scrawny necks through the holy mosquito netting, the preds would grab them hard, pull them down in the bed, chomp on them, and wash them down in cheap Redzina. They even dressed up some of their less scrawny felines and sent them to live among us to see if we were really sleeping or just pretending. Everybody was really sleeping, except for me and the coyotes. You know the rest. They slept through a good time, through a robust economy, through arguments about genders, guilt, and penises. As long as I'm awake, everybody's okay.
Poet Andrei Cadrescu teaches at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge.